Dreamscape presents Cuba in My Pocket by Adriana Cuevas, narrated by Anthony Ray Perez. Chapter 1. Santa Clara, Cuba, April 1961. This is not my home. Tia Carmen's kitchen doesn't have my model of a P-51 Mustang or scattered pieces of a Rector set. Instead of a mango tree out front with a tocororo nest in its branches, there's a crowd of soldiers slapping one another on the back and firing their rifles into the night air. My cousin Manuelito slaps another domino down on the table. Doble ocho, tonto, he cackles. His stubby fingers fidget over the remaining dominoes in front of him. Don't call me stupid, I say, narrowing my eyes. Mommy paces behind Manuelito, twisting a red dish towel in her hands. She reaches for the cross at her neck, and I hear her mumble the Lord's Prayer. Padre nuestro que está en el cielo. Sharp shouts outside Tia Carmen's house cut off the rest of her prayer. Mommy? My little brother Pepito starts to get up from his chair, but Mommy puts her hand on his shoulder. Don't worry, Nene. It's fine. Mommy and Tia Carmen exchange worried looks. They may be fooling Pepito, but they're not fooling me. Fidel's soldiers defeated a force of Cuban refugees who had fled to the United States and were trained by the American government. The refugees tried to invade Cuba at the Bay of Pigs, but Fidel's army quickly overtook them. From what Papi told me, this was our last hope of ridding our island of Fidel's oppressive government. Keep playing Kumba, Mommy says as she waves her hand at me. The candle on the table where Manuelito and I sit flickers, bouncing long shadows of dominoes across the plastic floral tablecloth. I try to focus on the tile in my hand, but the shouting outside increases. I shake my head and slap another domino down on the table. Tranque, I blocked you. The waistband of my pants digs into my stomach, and I fidget in my folding chair. The chair squeaks, prompting Mommy to give me a quick look from the window. She dries the same bowl over and over until the dish towel is limp in her hands. Tia Carmen tries to turn the radio up, but Mommy snaps the volume dial down. I don't want to listen to that foolishness, she mutters. Manuelito looks at me from across the table. The light from the candle turns his eyebrows into thick brown triangles, and his fat cheeks cast a shadow on his neck. Your papi come home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?